אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Hello listeners, my name is Alon Spitzer. I'm a mortgage broker with Green Line Home Loan.
Alon, tell us about yourself.
Nita, look, I've been working as a broker for a few years now with extensive banking background for about 15 years now. What I do for a living is help many Australians get into their first homes, into their investment properties, by assisting them to find the right solution for their mortgage needs.
Why should people go to a mortgage broker rather than going to directly to their bank? What's the advantage?
Nita, there are two main advantages to that question. The first is really time. You had to go to several different banks to compare options and find a solution for you. It'll just take you too long. Even if you had to go to one bank, your bank, it'll take much of your time, where a broker can simply accommodate, come to your home in your convenience, assist you to collect all the required information and do all the research to find you the best solution. The second reason, probably more important, is that the current bank that you're banking with on a daily basis, where your salary is deposited or you got your savings, is not necessarily the right bank for you for your mortgage. There are several considerations by every lender, and it really depends on your specific circumstances to find the right lending solution for you. It can depend on your type of income, if you're employed, self-employed, if you receive bonuses, commissions, and everything to do with that, to really determine who's the right lender to find you the best solution.
And do you pay directly to the mortgage broker?
Different mortgage brokers work differently. Our philosophy is that we do not charge a single dollar directly to the client. We get paid commissions from the bank, and we provide our clients service based on those commissions.
And it doesn't cost your customer more?
No. There is no difference. If you go directly to the bank or a mortgage broker, you will not end up paying more. In reality, we typically find our customers a better rate than anyone else can offer them and can actually save them on their mortgage repayment.
That's interesting. How is the market now, the real estate market during COVID-19?
Look, that's a very complex question, to be honest, because when you look at the market tends to split into segments. You can't compare the same market in Sydney to Melbourne, to Brisbane. Sydney's east does not compare to Sydney's north shore or to Sydney's western suburbs. In all honesty, what we are seeing is not much of a decline in prices in Sydney's east or north shore. There was a bit of a dip back in April and May, so some prices declined as a result of social isolation and as a result of lockdowns that saw no auctions and no house viewing. But it seems as if the market has fully recovered since then.
We're talking to Alon Spitzer, a mortgage broker, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Alon, it seems that nowadays there are lots of incentives to buy property. What are the government incentives, especially to first home buyers?
Good question, Lisa. There's a number of incentives that the New South Wales government has introduced, among other state governments. In New South Wales, first home buyers are eligible for things like the first home buyer scheme, which is a $10,000 government grant. The government has introduced the home builder scheme, which is a further $25,000 government grant for those looking to build, purchase a block of land and build on it. And on top of that, there are government schemes that can see you go into a property loan with as little as 5% deposit, not requiring to pay any lender's mortgage insurance, which is a component that typically adds on to loans that those who are borrowing more than 80% of the property value.
But there is a ceiling for that figure, isn't it?
There are ceilings for that figure, which sit at about $750,000 house and land cost. So yes, it is not relevant for any person. It really depends on your specific circumstances, where you want to purchase and where you want to build. Other than that, there are stamp duty concessions. First home buyers have always been eligible for stamp duty concessions, paying no stamp duty up to a property price point of $650,000, with some concessions and discounts for properties up to $800,000. And for those looking to build a new construction, the government has now lifted the figure from 650 to 800,000 with discounts up to $1 million.
How can you tell people how much they can spend on a property? I mean, how much they can stretch themselves? Because some people say, look, we have good jobs and we have a deposit, but we are not sure how much we can actually pay back, or how can they work it out?
Look, that's a very good question, Nita, and it really depends on each family's circumstances. The simple answer is that there are calculators. This calculator is available on our website, the Green Line Home Loan website, where you can calculate your repayments on a weekly basis or on a monthly basis, taking a loan of any size that you choose to take, and it'll tell you your repayment. But the way the banks actually assess today's lending serviceability is they add a buffer. So if interest rates are as low as, let's say, the mid 2% these days, and let's just call it 2.5% for sake of argument, the banks actually assess those loans on over 5%, some 5.3%, some 5.5%. It means that the banks are actually putting a buffer in to make sure that even if you're borrowing at today's low interest rates, they still have a buffer in case interest rates rise, and they are expected to rise over the years.
So the buffer now, actually can prevent people, if people think they can pay back, and then it's almost double. The bank's calculation is almost the double the interest rate that people actually pay.
That's correct. I've got a lot of clients that let's say that the bank is willing to offer them $1 million worth of lending, and they turn around and say, what do you mean I can do a lot more than that? I can service more than that. And yes, we know that given today's interest rates, they can do more, but that is just a buffer the banks have put in place. This is as a reaction to the Royal Commission 2017, which saw the introduction of responsible lending regimes by ASIC and by APRA.
Well, they don't want to create a situation like in America when people actually lost their homes, that the value dropped down. And do you think they are predicting that value of properties in Australia will drop down, or they're only worried about interest rate going up?
Look, the bottom line is that the government wants to make sure that we have a healthy banking system. And in order to have a healthy banking system, we need what's called responsible lending regime, which means that we cannot offer people a loan for what they can service today, knowing that there is the possibility for interest rates to rise over the years, which will put those same people in danger of not being able to pay down the loans and losing their home. Such a thing happens, that can cripple the economy. It can crash the property market. But more importantly, it can crash those families. So we really want to make sure that the loans that are approved are within the servicing ability of those families.
That is very interesting and very, very important information. Alon Spitzer, a mortgage broker, thank you so much. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.